Good morning. I'm George Kearns with a special weather statement for South Carolina Public Radio. A huge rainfall event is about to begin in South Carolina. The latest projections have more than 10 inches of rain accumulating in Charleston, more than 10 inches as well in Orangeburg, as much as 17 inches in some parts of the Midlands, and anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of additional rain in the upstate. Governor Haley is imploring you to please be careful.
This is a time we need you to be prepared. This is a time that we need you to take care of your family. Know where your kids are going to be. They need to be at home. Don't plan on going any places that you don't have to go.
More updates throughout the day. Stay tuned to South Carolina Public Radio. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. I'm George Kearns with another statewide weather update. Currently, the worst of this very slow-moving system is forming a band from around Monk's Corner northwest toward Gadsden, then Columbia, and Fountain Inn. For questions concerning the severe weather, you can call 1-866-246-0133. That number is on our Facebook page as well at SC Public Radio. Derek Becker with the South Carolina Emergency Management Division reminds us that we are still in the early stages of this serious storm.
We're expected to see record rain throughout the entire state. We've got reports of some trees down in the upstate. The low-lying areas in the Midlands have seen some sporadic flooding, but it's important for people to remember that we're just in the beginning of this. This rain system, the forecasters with the Weather Service expect this rain system to continue for several days.
And we will continue to monitor and keep you updated with the latest from this storm. Stay tuned for more from South Carolina Public Radio. I'm George Kearns. Good morning. We are coming up on 10 o'clock. I'm George Kearns for South Carolina Public Radio. This weekend's storm continues to batter the Palmetto State. Charleston received more than 11 inches of rain yesterday, and another potential 10 inches is still ahead. As the storm slowly moved northwest, Columbia received over 7 inches last night, while Sumter was hit with more than 6.5 inches. The Greenville-Spartanburg Airport got over 2 inches of rain yesterday. They, too, can expect more as the day-to-day progresses. Along with heavy rain and flooding, residents can expect the combination of saturated ground and high winds to bring down trees and power lines. Gusts along the coast could reach 30 miles an hour. Shelters have opened around the state, and numerous boats have actually been deployed to rescue stranded motorists from washed-out roadways. It is imperative you stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. The State Emergency Operations Center's phone lines are open round the clock if you have any questions. 1-866-246-0133. More to come on South Carolina Public Radio. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm George Kearns. Rain is slowing in some areas, but it is not over, and flooding and downed trees are still causing serious problems. Duke Energy says more than 2,000 customers are without power in Greenville County. A state of emergency has been declared for Newberry County now as well. And officials continue to close bridges and interstates as a precaution, if for nothing else. It's also been announced that Dorchester County is under a curfew starting tonight at 6 until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey made a similar announcement.
I want to announce that starting at 10 p.m. this evening, we will have a curfew in North Charleston to 6 a.m. in the morning. Now, we're not out to try to get people that have to go out. If you have to go out, but make it sure it's an emergency.
Driving conditions everywhere are still treacherous. Please stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. I'm George Kearns. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. I'm George Kearns. The Department of Transportation is reporting numerous road closures on the interstates, secondary roads, and bridges. Many of those roads and bridges have been damaged or partially collapsed. A number of dams have been breached, and even some sinkholes have appeared. This is Secretary Christy Hall of the South Carolina Department of Transportation.
With regards to the transportation network in the state, we have obviously closed numerous roads and bridges in the state due to flooding issues and concerns about the structural health of our bridges. Several of our bridges are underwater currently. We have not had the opportunity to review those bridges to determine when and if we can reopen those structures. The Charleston area, the Georgetown area of the state continue to be hard hit. The Midlands area is a focus of ours currently in the state, the Columbia area in particular. And basically the PD area of the state as well with regards to road and bridge closures.
Secretary Christy Hall of South Carolina DOT. Officials again implore you to travel only if absolutely necessary, and stay tuned for more updates here on South Carolina Public Radio. Good morning. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm George Kearns. Cleanup around the state continues as workers try to safely improve road conditions for commuters. Flooding has also impacted the water in the Midlands, and five Columbia hospitals have reported water issues due to low pressure. South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney spoke with two firefighters from Colleton County who are in Columbia to do what they can.
Well, we brought 3,000 gallons per truck, but we're shuttling all night long with 3,000 per truck.
This is not your first trip?
No, sir. No, we've been here since...
Got here around 10 o'clock last night.
Boil water advisories remain in effect for Columbia until further notice. Governor Haley also made mention yesterday about the help that South Carolina is receiving from other areas.
We've already received four National Guard helicopters from North Carolina, four additional swift water rescue teams from Tennessee. The incident management team is on its way from Florida. That's been helpful, but the federal resources have been here since Thursday, and that's been unbelievably helpful.
The governor is expected to give us an update later today as well. The worst of the rain may be behind us, but more precipitation is still possible in the Midlands, and rain still falling heavily on the coast and in the PD. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available throughout the day today and into tonight. I'm George Kearns for South Carolina Public Radio. Well, good afternoon. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm George Kearns. Officials from Richland County and the City of Columbia spoke with the media today. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott announced another countywide curfew beginning tonight at 7.
There will be a county curfew starting at 7 p.m. tonight, which will go till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sheriff Lott also said that even though the rain in the Midlands is subsiding, rescue efforts are still underway, and he hoped residents would only travel if absolutely necessary. Meanwhile, Columbia Mayor Steve Benjamin admitted the city has a long way to go, and he estimated damage totals would be in the billions. But he also said he was feeling optimistic.
What I am seeing is the best of Columbia. I'm seeing the best of Richland County and the best of the Midlands people coming together, both those who wear the uniform who put their lives on the line every day and regular everyday citizens.
The mayor also gave us a list of water distribution centers, which you can find on our Facebook page at SC Public Radio.